ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, like, subscribe. If you're joining me on Facebook, make sure that you are following the page. We really do appreciate all of your patronage. I've been looking at these early signings, and with all due respect to the other signings that are important to a team, we know that the quarterback signings are the ones that move the needle. And so I was interested by the narrative that was behind Mitch Trubisky. It's a narrative that's kind of popped up over the second part of the season and has definitely caught steam over this offseason. And it's this idea that Mitchell Trubisky is now somehow again a viable option as a starting quarterback. It's as if we didn't just see the last, few years of his career play out. It's interesting because nobody thought he was a starter after watching him play for 4 years. And then he sits out a year, gets a little bit of garbage time, if you will, sits out a year, and now all of a sudden, he is the first quarterback taken, in free agency. And he goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which, as much as I love Mike Tomlin and I ride for Mike Tomlin, I just don't get Mike Tomlin. Like, I don't know if he just doesn't have any power. Like, if he is simply the guy who coaches the team and he doesn't get a say in personnel and he doesn't get a say in who he gets to coach or who's going to be his guy. Because I just don't understand the idea of bringing in a guy like Mitchell Trubisky to be your quarterback or even to compete for your quarterback job. If he's a backup, then what good is he? In a legitimate battle, an open competition where everybody's equal and gets equal time with the ones, you're telling me that Mitchell Trubisky is better than Dwayne Haskins? Now, I know a lot of y'all have already written Dwayne Haskins off, but the man has not even started a full season as a quarterback. Trubisky has 4 seasons. So, if we're talking about who can be, good and who can't be good, we've got to make sure that we keep those things in mind. That, Mitchell Trubisky has a legitimate, resume. And it's not good. It's not one that you go, this guy is my guy. We know that Rudolph isn't. We've seen enough of him to know. He's been around long enough that if he was the guy, we would know. Dwayne Haskins has all of the promise. Despite what some reports were telling us mid-year, where they were trying to disparage his name and his work ethic, clearly the tender that the Steelers gave in order to secure him because he was a restricted free agent, clearly that shows you now they value him. Because if they didn't, if he was as bad as it was said that he was, then why would they have bothered to hold on to him? If he was as bad as they say, as people were saying he was, people on the outside, then why would the why would that currency be wasted? Why would that time be wasted? They would just let him go. Right? They would just let him go. What's the need to have a guy around that's not going to make your team better? But I just don't understand the Trubisky thing, because if you're going to go with Trubisky, then why not just turn it over to Haskins and see what you have? And or why not go into the draft and pick one of these other guys and roll the dice there? Like, why Trubisky? If you're going to pick Trubisky, right? It was interesting because the New York Giants were said to be in the Trubisky sweepstakes. And everybody was you know, not up in arms, but everybody was wondering what that meant for Daniel Jones. Well, you know, if he comes in, then what does that say about Daniel Jones? And I'm like, well, it says that he has a guy who's just like him that's there. Now, when you look at who the Giants ultimately ended up signing, Tyrod Taylor, that is a legitimate threat. Somebody who's much cooler and calmer behind center. Someone who's not going to get frazzled, who's not going to get, going to have a brain shortage. Somebody that brings a requisite level of athleticism, right? So, like, when we look at him and Daniel Jones and what Daniel Jones should be, Daniel Jones should definitely be worried about him. But Mitchell Trubisky wasn't going to offer anything that Daniel Jones didn't already offer, and therefore wasn't going to make much of a difference, right? See, that's how this thing goes. Like, they're not going to make much difference, then you can't make the quarterback in front of you nervous if you're not going to make much difference. The quarterback in front of you is going to, you know, dictate. I mean, the quarterback behind you is going to dictate how worried you are. And with the skill set of Trubisky versus the skill set of Tyrod Taylor, who, by the way, throws one of the best deep balls in the game still today, that's going to make a difference. It also was interesting to me that Tyrod Taylor's contract was actually better than Trubisky's contract was. But all of that is being said to say, man, where is Jameis Winston in all this? Because it is for sure, it is for sure that this is the best quarterback available, and he's available for free. But whatever you want to think about Jameis Winston as a person, forever what you want to think about him as a quarterback, you can't deny the fact that his upside, his potential, not even 30, his upside and potential far exceeds that of these other quarterbacks. It's far better than anybody that's in the draft, including Malik Willis, who I think has a chance to be a star. If Jameis Winston doesn't get hurt last year, he's on pace for 50 touchdowns. If he doesn't get hurt, he's on pace for 50. Probably would have landed somewhere around 40-something touchdowns. But he was going to make a run because he was getting acclimated, but he was also playing with all the twos, all the threes. No number one receivers were out there. Hell, it could be argued no number two receiver was out there. So he was playing one of those hey, let's just not mess it up games. But that's not what Jameis Winston is. Jameis Winston is a guy who gets it. He's a guy who goes out and gets it. So when you unleash him, it becomes a multiple touchdown game. Now, in fairness, it used to also have the opportunity to become a multiple interception game. But if you notice, most of those multiple interception games were games when he was trying to bring the team back. Nobody talks about this and how awful the defense was in Tampa Bay when Winston was there. They only talk about the last season where supposedly the defense was better. Yet they could not stop a soul from passing on them. I remember that season specifically because that season, people were telling me, oh, well, the defense is good. But I just kept watching mediocre quarterbacks tear up that defense. I also watched Winston throw a lot of interceptions. But then, like, people used to make jokes. Like, oh, well, you know, we can't see, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And then in the offseason, he had surgery to fix his eyes. And it's amazing. Like, it almost looks like night and day. So now he's 2 years removed from that. Yeah, he had an injury to his knee, but we've seen people come back from knee injuries with no problem all over the league when it comes to quarterback position. It's not like he's Michael Vick out there. So now you get a guy who has one of the biggest arms in the league, even though Madden doesn't have him rated as one of the biggest arms. He has one of the biggest arms in the league. Cerebral, a champion, a guy who's a fighter. And you want Mitchell Trubisky? You want who, Pittsburgh? I thought the succession was perfect. You had Big Ben, so you go get another guy that has some Big Ben-like things, right? You go get another guy who's big and strong and athletic enough to get away from people or to extend plays with a big arm that's not afraid to let it go. You got him right there in Winston waiting to go. And for some reason, no. And that's why I asked, I don't really know what Mike Tomlin's, like, what his power is. I don't know what his power is. I don't know what type of power he wields. But it must not be much. Either that or I have just been completely and totally wrong about Mike Tomlin for a long time. Because I believe that Jameis Winston is the type of quarterback that would thrive in that offense. If you're not going to go with Dwayne Haskins. If Dwayne Haskins isn't a viable option as your starting quarterback, then to me, everybody should be after Jameis Winston. But for the Steelers specifically, absolutely. Seattle needs a quarterback. Guess who they should be calling? Jameis Winston. Hey, Denver, instead of spending 8 billion different picks and giving up young talent in order to get Russell Wilson in there, guess what you should have did? Sign Jameis Winston. Hey, Green Bay, instead of paying the most annoying quarterback in the history of the game $50 million in the twilight of his career in order to keep him happy and to placate fans, guess what you should have done? Kept that money, signed Jameis Winston. You know what Devontae Adams would have done if you'd have signed Jameis Winston? He would have stayed his butt right there in Green Bay when you paid him. Why? Why, you might say? Because he knows. All he has to do is go and look at the resume. Jameis Winston gets it to the wide receivers. Mike Evans is a star because of Jameis Winston. And Jameis Winston getting him the ball. Mike Evans was good. Anyway, don't get me wrong. Like, Mike Evans was good. but I'm saying Winston got him the ball. Chris Godwin in his got him the ball. Scotty Miller got him the ball. All the guys that left and came back got them the ball. Didn't matter to him. He got it to anybody that was out there running routes. So when I look at the free agent quarterback, he's not going to cost me any draft picks. It's Jameis Winston. If I'm Carolina right now, what are you waiting on? It's Jameis Winston. If I'm Tampa Bay, okay, thanks a lot, Tom Brady, for coming back. But we know after Tom Brady leaves next year, where are we going? Jameis Winston. Tampa Bay fans don't like to hear it because they're stupid. But what are we talking about here? We're talking about winning, or we talking about your feelings? Right? We're talking about winning, we're talking about your feelings. Hey, guess what, New Orleans? Why have you not put a franchise tag on this man or re-signed him to a long-term deal? What are you waiting for? You waiting for Deshaun Watson? Okay. All right. You got to give up a lot to get Deshaun Watson. So if you don't get Deshaun Watson, what you going to do? Jameis Winston. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. You can't really want Mitchell Trubisky if you're out there. I'm hearing names of Marcus Mariota rolling around. People wanting Mariota as a starter again. Didn't we see that already? Come on, people. Let's wisen up. Happy hump day, everybody. It's Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for listening to Talk Spicy. We do this thing a few times a week. Break the show, comment, agree, disagree. But whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on the YouTube channel, you know what to do. Like, subscribe. We'll see you next time. Peace.